This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, August 5th. Well, got some big news here, folks. Obviously, the payroll report was great. It was 528,000 for July. Comps are expecting 250,000. May and June were revised higher. The unemployment rate fell to 3.5% from 3.6. And probably most importantly, all the jobs lost during the pandemic have now been restored, and we're at now record levels of employment. The only thing that's odd is the labor force participation rate is 62.1%, and pre-pandemic in February 2020, it was 63.4%. So our labor force has grown, from immigration, kids entering the workforce, all that stuff, but it looks like some of us have retired since then. So that's good. The impact of the strong payroll report is soaring treasury yields. The 10-year is now 2.83%. The shorter-term treasury yields are over 3. So that essentially means that on September 21st, when the Fed meets again, they will raise rates another 75 basis points to get the federal funds rate to 3%. But that will be the last Fed rate increase. I want to remind everybody, when the yield curve is inverted like it is now, the market does take off within 3 months, okay? So if I had a guess what the best time for a conservative investor to jump in the market, it would probably be September 21st, okay? They could wait till early October and buy them before the next round of earnings. But things are looking good, and it looks like the third quarter we're definitely growing. Now, please remember when the economy contracted in the first and second quarters, it was due to some weird technical reasons. So first quarter was a 7.5% drop in productivity. That was very odd. And then the second quarter, although they're going to revise the number, they're going to be revising higher because trade deficit came in higher. But the drop in second quarter GDP growth looks like it was due almost entirely to inventories, a big 2% drop in inventories. Of course, we have to replenish those inventories, okay? And So third quarter GDP growth is firming up. The Atlanta Fed's at 1.4% in the wake of this payroll report and some other reports we're going to get might be revised even higher. We had good ISM manufacturing service reports this week. So the economy is definitely growing this quarter. And we had a recession, but if you go to Wikipedia, they actually redefined what a recession is. And that was in the last week or so. So I find that incredibly incredibly amusing. Now, of course, it's still two down quarters in most countries, but, they said that they had other factors like, growing workforces and all that stuff. So anyway, I just find that amazing. They redefined what a recession was on Wikipedia. But the earnings announcement season has been very positive. I'm still very happy. I'm actually happy with how my stocks are performing right now under the surface. And, I don't have a lot of interest rate sensitive stocks. I would want to add that crude oil prices are still meandering lower, even though OPEC didn't increase production significantly. I do expect crude oil prices to be $85 a barrel in October because demand does drop in the fall. But I also want to remind everybody these energy stocks are reacting well when they announce their earnings, and they are going to have the strongest earnings for the next two quarters. So the third and fourth quarter for energy stocks is going to be great, okay? And then, of course, what happens when you have strong earnings, you shove your P ratios lower, so things are good. And dividends are being increased and all that good stuff. Now, one last thing. There's a bill that's going to be, looks like it's going to pass this weekend in the Senate, and President Biden would sign it. And the unfortunate thing about reconciling this this bill, which is, going to give $1 billion to the IRS, so we're all going to get audited more and things like that. The unfortunate thing is they are going to tax stock buybacks 1%. That is not a good news, folks. Corporate stock buybacks still remain very high right now, but if they start to tax corporate stock buybacks, it's just going to make the market more volatile, okay, because companies actually stabilize their stock with buybacks. And, companies like Apple go all the way to Europe and sell debt at very cheap rates to buy their stock back. And so I really am upset about that. I don't know how they snuck that in last minute. I think it was because they're taking away the carry forward interest that helps the hedge fund industry, and they had to replace it with something, so they decided to nail corporate America. So I find that somewhat upsetting. No one's talking about that right now, but we'll see. The other thing people are watching is what's going on in China. Obviously, they're doing military drills. They're launching missiles over the Taiwan Straits. One missile pretty close to Japan. China's obviously acting up. Hopefully this will diminish by Sunday. There's a Communist Party conference coming up where they'll brag about all this. The problem with China is long-term they're hurting themselves because big multinational corporations are watching what's happening, and they're going to continue to outsource more to Vietnam, to Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, etc. In the U.S. here, we're trying to onshore the semiconductor industry. That's going to be a little harder said than done, but it's happening. And obviously, Taiwan Semi has a huge plant in Arizona, and Intel's trying to do semiconductor manufacturing for other chip makers. So we'll see how all this goes on. But the bottom line is we're in very, very interesting times. So I'm very happy with this earnings announcement season. The analyst community I'm watching very carefully. If the analysts trim estimates, I start to sell stocks. So I do have some house cleaning to do. I like to sell stocks in the strength. But by and large, it's been another good earnings announcement season. We're a good 80% through it right now. And I really like how it's helped shore up a lot of our stocks, including today, intraday. So our best defense still remains a strong offense. Some of you folks know I don't like August. Volume tends to drop. There's some seasonal shenanigans. But the market is so oversold now. P ratios are so low. There is institutional buying pressure out there from what we can see. I'm just not worried about it. The other thing is the margin interest has collapsed, okay? So that selling pressure that happened earlier in the year from margin calls or our hedge funds forced everybody off a margin. That also hurt cryptocurrencies because they were in some hedge funds and they were heavily leveraged. All that's over. So we're in the backwash of all that. It's good to I should remind you again, when we have that inverted yield curve, the market usually turns within 3 months. So late September after the Fed last rate increase, early October should be a good time to add money to the market. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. But I just want to give this quick update. But, our stocks are going to prosper in this environment. And that's it. I'll talk to you during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.